Hey, Metal Ram 6 here with Johnny Hetherington of the band Art of Dying. How are you, Johnny?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling in. It's a pleasure, professionally and as a fan, to have you.
Thanks for having me. It's cool.
So I understand Art of Dying has been together for about 4 years now?
Yeah, the band's changed a lot over its history. Greg and I, the guitar player, we've been playing together for as long as I can remember now, and things have kind of changed as far as members and stuff go over the years, but we've been plugging along since we started recording our first record in, I think it was 2004, so it's been about 4 years.
That's great, and I understand that you've been singing and playing for quite a while, and you have such an amazing voice that carries that one of your band members actually heard you from about 3 blocks away, and this was a chance meeting for both of you. Now, how did that turn out?
It was cool. That's actually how Greg and I met. I was just, when I moved to Vancouver, I busked on the street all the time, just took my guitar, and I was really just learning how to play and really wanted to learn how to play and sing at the same time, so I just, would sit on the street and kind of sing my stuff, and I guess him and a friend were walking by and heard my voice from, like you said, about 3 blocks away, and followed it and came and approached me and really just kind of said, we really like your voice and we happen to be looking for a singer and maybe you wouldn't mind coming out and jamming with us. And the next day we got together and did exactly that, and it went really, really well. We never kind of looked back.
That's pretty amazing. Now, for yourself, what inspires you to put words and music to paper and to create? Some people create by writing their lyrics first and working the music around that, and some people work the opposite with working the music then working in lyrically. And for yourself, how is your creative process for you?
You know what? It's always different. I think the most common way that I write is music first, melody second, and lyrics last. But as I'm kind of, traveling through life, things strike me in a lyrical sense when I'm not even in a musical mode at all. So I'll just, I'll take an idea like off our first record song, You Don't Know Me. I'll take an idea like that where I actually had the idea for the feeling associated with the sentence You Don't Know Me for a long time. And then when I had a song that kind of fit that emotion, I built the lyrics around that feeling. So it was kind of, it always changes. And that's kind of what I love about music and writing, is that, it allows you this creative space to do what you want, say what you want, sound how you want, and, hopefully in the end it comes out as a cohesive kind of thing.
That is pretty amazing, because hearing that track myself, after hearing I Will Be There and Completely and other songs that were on your MySpace page, I immediately just went to iTunes and just purchased the CD and was just so blown away by how melodically, and then also with just having some really great gut-wrenching vocals in there that you can just hear the emotion in that song. And it's
cool.
Pretty amazing to hear someone actually have that kind of range, and your band certainly has that, and it's pretty amazing to enjoy.
Yeah, thanks a lot. That's awesome that you get that out of it.
Definitely. And it's hard today to actually have a band, and it's sad to say this, but to have a band to create a CD where you can enjoy and get into every single track and it actually fit an emotion or something within you, that's something very, very unique. So I wanted to see for yourself with MySpace today how it is. It's global. And to have this and be able to touch fans all over the world, how has that experience been for you?
You know what, it's been really amazing, and I remember a couple of years ago, before MySpace, you really didn't get that same kind of reward out of your relationship with fans unless you were at a live show or, meeting somebody face-to-face on the street or whatever, and with MySpace, it's just been a crazy, crazy way to communicate. You can write a song record it and have people, like you said, all around the world listen to it and give you their experience right away. And it, I think, to me, that's like a creative circuit or circle where it's, you know, that's what it's all about, is, you know, burying your soul and trying to say something, having someone connect with that and then tell you how it connects with their life, you know, all through this portal like MySpace or whatever. It's amazing. It's very, very rewarding to from an author or a composer's point of view, because you get almost an instant kind of feedback from your crowd, and it's really great.
Sure. Now, in today's day and age, where music videos are basically almost mandatory and like little mini movies to express your music, do you enjoy the process of making videos?
You know what? I like it. It's not my favorite part of the business. I think it's pretty... We've done a lot of internal videos just with our touring and stuff, where our tour manager will have a video camera on the road, and, you know, sometimes I'll grab it and do some stuff too, and I think that part of it's really fun, where you can actually get to know people through video a little easier. Like, I've done some stupid little things on our YouTube channel where I'm just like cooking myself a steak or whatever and just joking around, and
oh, that's,
I think,
great.
That's a really cool part of video.
That is, because you can instantly express, you know, anything you want, and fans actually appreciate that and like to see that inside where you normally don't get to see that from a band. And just
I think it's important. I think it's a special new part of the world to be able to not only, you know the music of a band, but kind of get to know them personally as well, you know?
Definitely. Now, your band's name, Art of Dying, meaning your life to live, I understand came from a pretty in-depth conversation you had. If you wouldn't mind telling me a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know what? I was having a conversation one night about life, and it was getting pretty deep, and often it's come up in my world where I just feel like every day is really, really so precious. And, you know, most people, if you, you know, if you get in an accident or if you get, you know, something crazy big happens in life, I think you probably get a sense of that, you know, the preciousness that your each day holds. And I've always kind of had that with me for some reason. I've been really lucky where a lot of people in my life haven't had a lot of deaths in my family or anything like that, so I haven't experienced a lot of it firsthand, but I definitely have that feeling instilled upon me that life is precious, each day is important, and our journey on this planet is to kind of leave something here that that's positive, and that you know, it will have an effect for, you know, after you leave this world. So I really think that the art of dying is your life to live, and that's kind of what gives me the courage to be a musician, is to know that it's my passion and it's actually affecting people in you know, a positive way, and hopefully those songs will live on long after I'm gone, you know.
Definitely, and to have that outlook is really amazing, and most people don't view things that way. They take things for granted, and to be able to have that outlook on life that way and to express that musically, it is such a great reward. And have to say, I mean, your outlook is definitely the way a lot of people should approach things, but as you know, most people view things the opposite. So to have an outlet like that for people, I think it definitely touches and has changed a lot of people's views. I'm sure you get letters and things like that, which is rewarding.
Totally, and you know what? It's really easy as a human being to get caught up in the everyday stuff, and it's really easy to forget about what's important. And I'm the same as everyone else. I'll get caught up in a bunch of little bullshit, and eventually realize, oh man, what am I doing? This is not even important. It's, you know, the other things are important that I'm not even thinking about right now. And there's a song on our record called Car Crash, and you know, hopefully you don't have to get into a car crash to know or to be reminded of how valuable your life is. And, you know, maybe Art of Dying can be a little car crash for you. If you're listening to the record, maybe it'll help. Maybe it'll help you kind of realize, oh, yeah, you know, don't sweat the small stuff, you know. And hopefully, you know, that's a reward to us if it can happen.
That's very true. Unfortunately, I've had that awful experience, and that's something I would not wish on anyone. But the track itself, Car Crash, just really is an amazing track. The way it goes from being so melodic and it gets heavier towards there, I was really taken aback by that. And
cool.
Every song on there has a very, very unique message, and it's just amazing to hear and enjoy that.
That's awesome.
And I see Art of Dying is a huge part of finding a cure for cancer, in which I must thank you so deeply for being a part of that. It's such a needy and worthy cause. How did you come about this, and Art of Dying, for having this? It's right on your MySpace page, and it definitely really caught my attention very quickly how dedicated you guys are to this.
Cool. Well, you know, Get Through This, the song, is actually written about the day I found out my dad was diagnosed with cancer. And I'm really, really happy to say that he is now cancer-free and living and doing just fine. But there was a really scary moment in my life where we didn't know that was going to be the reality. And, cancer is such a huge epidemic in our culture, and when that hit me so personally that day, and the song came what it was out of that emotion, and I just, you know, I really want to give anyone who listens to our music or goes to our website a chance to become a part of that solution for finding a cure, because it you know, I think the statistics are one out of every two males will have cancer, and one out of every three females in the years to come, and it's a really scary thing, and so many people are coping with it and dealing with it, and, you know, I'm sure everyone who's listening to this knows someone who has cancer or is being affected by it, and it's just, it's something that hit me hard, and I want to raise as much awareness as possible.
That's absolutely wonderful, and I'm very glad to hear that, you know, he's in remission, and definitely it is something that once you experience and see a loved one or anyone as a human being go through something like this as cancer, you really have to, you know, be a shut out, not to get involved or try to be there or really feel that in anyone in your family, friend, or even someone you just pass and meet. And it is true what you said. You know, the statistics today are just through the roof, and we definitely need a cure.
Totally. Yeah, I hope, I know there's a lot of, it's kind of controversial, but I know there's a lot of big business around the world of cancer, too, and I hope everyone involved in that industry remembers that that it's really important to find a cure, and that's one thing that I wish the world wouldn't be so distracted on, is life is more important than dollars and cents, you know?
Very true. And if only people had that mindset to realize that, you know, our journey, you know, is here only for such quite a while. And while we're here, there's so many important things to tap into rather than all the trivial little things there. And this is something that is very, very important.
Totally.
Now, I believe you're working on a new release for the future, is that correct?
Yeah, we're actually writing for the next, we've kind of shut down all our live shows for a little bit, and we're going to be writing for the next month and a half. We're going to the studio this fall, and hopefully have our new record out in early 2009.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we're pretty pumped. That's the other kind of side of the industry that I love the best about music, is the creative process and locking yourself in a studio and coming up with new ideas and you know, just kind of maybe digging deeper than you've dug before into yourself, and it's really fun. It's just awesome. So that's the mode we're in now, so I'm kind of like ecstatic about the new material that we're coming up with.
Well, that's great to hear. And your band has been named one of the top 50 bands to keep an eye out for, and have a huge fan base here in America, the UK, and Canada. Now, are all of you originally from Canada?
Yeah, we're all Canadian guys from all over the country, and you know, we've done a lot of touring. We just got off tour with Disturbed in the United States, and we toured England with Seether, and I think that's where that, I think that was a UK magazine that mentioned that, and they were just keeping their eye on us, and yeah, it's pretty cool to have, you know, people in the industry, you know, yelling out that people should be checking us out. That's kind of cool.
Definitely, and that's something, you know, definitely we'll be mentioning here. And you've worked with Sean Morgan of Seether on Die Trying, which is fantastic with both of your vocalizations there. And you also did a cover of Alice in Chains' Nutshell, which is a song that holds a lot for me personally. And I was wondering if it holds a special meaning in your heart, and if it's a song that's kind of a soundtrack to your life in a way.
You know what, I kind of have to say that about every Alice in Chains song to a certain extent. I was really affected deeply by their music when Layne Staley was alive, and I'm affected deeply to it, you know, to this day. And often I'll just go to my iPod and just put all the Alice in Chains on random and just, you know, forget about the world for a minute. And the music that they wrote was just, you know, so, a lot of it was very dark and a lot of it was just very deep, and I really, you know, I consider those guys kind of mentors in a lot of ways. Just, they probably don't know it, but, you know, it's pretty cool. And I know Seether, those guys feel the same way, and that's kind of how that came about, the working with Sean. We toured England with those guys, and then about halfway through the tour, Sean invited me up to do a cover of Nutshell with him every night, and it was just such a special moment, not only because, you know, it was our first international tour, and we're in a foreign country, and we're on tour with Seether, but that we're singing an Alice in Chains song. It was just a real honor to be a part of, and that led to a couple of months later, when Seether was in town with 3 Days Grace, we asked Sean to sing on our new song, and he was really into it and really liked the song. So, yeah, Die Trying will definitely be on our next record, and we'll be featuring Sean and myself.
That's a great track.
Yeah, it was really fun to record. We've got a couple different versions as well, which is kind of exciting too, to have different, there's a very heavy version, and there's kind of a little lighter version as well, so.
Well, that'll be great to hear, because I found it just surfing YouTube, and it just caught my attention, and now I noticed that it's on your page, and just the way both of you sang it, it was very, very heartfelt, and feel the same way about Alice in Chains. And just to hear someone of your caliber and talent, and along with Sean, it was just a great vocalization on there, and to hear two great performers perform such an amazing song from such an amazing band, and going to the both of you, credited due to both your bands, it was amazing, to very impressive.
Cool. We're actually, we're just 2 hours drive north of Seattle, here in Vancouver, so this Friday is actually Layne Staley's birthday.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to drive down, and they're putting on some shows down in Seattle this Friday and Saturday for him. I think it's his mom that's doing a lot of raising awareness and raising money for drug and alcohol addiction.
That's
ever since Layne passed away. So we're going to go down there and pay respects and be part of that little you know, celebration for Layne's life. So it's kind of really nice to be able to do too.
That is, and it's going to be a bittersweet moment, of course, but what is coming out of that is actually something great, and that's needed. You know, alcoholism and drugs are a problem that are never going to go away, and we're all only human, and people need help, and this is something that's absolutely wonderful to hear.
Totally, totally.
Now, I'm visiting your MySpace profile when I first went there, and I listened to every track, and for all different reasons, was just taken aback by all of them, and I just immediately went to iTunes and got your CD, and just hearing, you know, the whole album within itself, it's absolutely amazing. I wanted to know for you, is there any specific song on there that you prefer or is your favorite to perform, and why?
You know what, the experience I went through with Get Through This was really personal, so that song special for me live. Also, you know, You Don't Know Me is kind of, it's one of our more aggressive songs, and I really love just, you know, screaming at the top of my lungs in the live show, so it's pretty fun to play too. A song that we don't play live a lot, but is on the back end of the record, called Alone, is
it's
one
a beautiful
that's
track.
Really personal for me too, so...
Alone is a beautiful track. I was listening to that a little bit earlier today and was just taken aback by that. And Fits of Clarity and Car Crash, definitely, along with everything else.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, deciding which of your kids you love the most.
Of course. It's a hard thing to do.
It's hard to pick those songs because they all have little special meanings.
Of course. Now, is there anything in the next... 6 to 12 months that you'll be doing? I know you have a performance tomorrow evening that's an acoustic performance. Is there anything going on that you would want to share with your fans for the present time, for the next 6 months or so? I know you're going to be touring off and on, but is there anything special in the works or anything?
You know what? We've really kind of locked it down to writing and recording for the next little while. But things always pop up, and we always, you know, we're always going to do certain things along the way. So tomorrow, if you're in Vancouver, that's going to be really cool because it's kind of wrapping up our summer parties that we've been doing with the radio station here, which has just been a real blast to be a part of. And we're in the works right now of working on a DVD that we're going to release in the next
month. How are you?
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. It's all featuring the tour we did with Disturbed, and also recording Die Trying with Sean, and just a bunch of other stuff with our music videos and a bunch of our behind the scenes stuff. So we hope to have that out in the fall, and it'll be available, you know, in Canada and the United States, and it'll be available online for people to buy, you know, from anywhere in the world. So that's something that we're going to be pretty proud of, to be able to release a little DVD.
Well, that's really great. So you'll have performances on there, you'll have extras of backstage or other takes or whatever you guys want to put on there.
So. Exactly. Yeah, it'll be, you know, everything we can fit on there, basically. We just want to, you know, like we were talking about earlier, we just want to let people into our world and into our lives, and let them know, you know, let them see the videos and everything for... on this one disc. It'll be kind of cool to have it all compiled in one place.
That will be, and that'll be something to definitely watch and enjoy for many people and fans, especially to get the inside look on certain things and to see live performances and on tour when you're on tour with Disturbed and Seether. How was that experience for you and going overseas and so forth?
It was amazing. I mean, I'd never been to England before or Scotland, and a lot of my family's history is over there, and I just loved every minute of it, really. It's such an old world over there. You know, the architecture and the history is so deep, and it was great being over there. And it's really cool to be able to go on tour with bands like that, because of all the bands, I think we're like one of the luckiest bands in the world, because of all the bands to tour with, I didn't know that much about Seether before we went out with them, and I didn't know that much about Disturbed before we went out with them. And of all the bands we could have gone out with, I mean, they're two of the most credible, real bands that exist on the planet. They're guys that behind the scenes are really great guys, and they're also really great to be able to learn from. And I think, you know, as any young band, getting your ears wet and your feet wet, it's kind of like, to be able to learn from these guys is just it's something you can't pay for, and we feel so blessed to be able to go out with those guys. And, you know, hopefully we'll be on tour with both of them again in the future.
That would be wonderful. It's always nice when you hear about, you know, certain bands. Sometimes people have a pre-notion that a band will be unfriendly or so forth, and when you hear how, you know, loving and open arms, you know, these people, and they become like family to you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's totally true. It's it just becomes something different than you could ever imagine, you know? It's like you put these people on a pedestal or not, and then you realize it's not at all what you thought. So that's pretty cool.
Definitely. Now, your video for I Will Be There has gotten some great reviews and definitely over, 16,000 plays on YouTube itself. And I know I have it on my page, and I know I have seen it also on your page there, and it's such a wonderful video.
And thank you.
I was wondering, where was that shot, and, how long did that take for you?
You know what, we actually just finished a tour, and we shot it the day we got home in Vancouver, and it just took one day of shooting, and we were just, we were so beat up and so tired, and you know, it was probably really stupid to schedule a video shoot the day we got home, but we just did it anyway, and obviously, I think it actually worked better that we were exhausted because, you know, the song has, the lyrics, I Will Be There, are just, it's not a light subject to make that commitment to somebody, or, you know what I mean? So
sure.
I think the fact that we were exhausted kind of added something to the video in the end. We had our manager pass away suddenly in December last year, and we dedicated the video to him, and it's, he left behind a little baby daughter and a wife, and it's kind of a really sad story, but there's also a little piece at the end of the video for a link to an organization that helps young widows, and if you go through something like that, you just realize how precious life is. So I think I Will Be There was a really nice way to kind of dedicate that to our pal who passed away.
I'm really sorry to hear that, and it's absolutely beautiful, and I noticed that at the end and was going to ask you, because I noticed the dedication and what it was for, and noticed that it was dedicated to someone had passed, so I didn't know if the song was written for them or the song just happened to kind of, fall into that category there where it just related to someone special in your life there.
Yeah, exactly. It just really fit for the memory in the moment. Altogether.
That's absolutely wonderful. But before we wrap up here, is there anything at all that you want to share with your fans out there?
You know, it always comes back to me that it's really about that relationship that we first started talking about between, the person who's writing and singing and playing and the fan who's listening and having it affect their lives. And
oh, sure.
We absolutely embrace that and love that about our fans, that people feel so free to be able to share their thoughts with us and stuff. And that's kind of been our policy since day one as a group of friends, is to try and respond to everyone that, leaves us a message or leaves us a comment or reaches out to us in any way, whether it's, snail mail or mail or whatever. So that's the one thing I want everyone to know, is that we absolutely love you guys as fans and consider you friends. So just, feel free to reach out to us and we'll get back to you.
I can definitely say that is true, because just reaching out to you and just leaving you a message, you guys are just some of the nicest guys out there, and I know you spent, a good part of your day there, sending out messages and thank you, and it's such a pleasure to not only enjoy your music, but also the fans feel even more connected when you're personal in such a way that it's not always the easiest thing to do or the most time-consuming thing when you have all these things to do, but you guys make it a point to take that time out and listen to what is being sent to you and actually care and send that back, and it's really, really amazing and gratifying as a fan also, not just as an artist, but many, many fans I've seen commented on your page and thanking you for responding to them or situations that they're going through that they have shared with you. So it's a pretty, pretty amazing thing. And I wanted to thank you myself, because it's just amazing to have the way you guys embrace your fans that way. It just makes everything so much more loving. And that's a great thing about you guys.
You're totally welcome, and we feel the same way, you know. It's like it's a two-way street. We feel super rewarded to be able to hear from people and get your point of view. So it's awesome. It's a real relationship, and that's what we're all about.
You definitely are. I wanted to thank you so much for calling in today, and definitely want to get fans, if you have not visited Art of Dying's MySpace page, definitely have to check this band out, and also to check out their video for I Will Be There. That can be seen on Art of Dying's MySpace page. It's also on my page on YouTube, and definitely also, you are also on the web also, correct?
Totally, yeah. The best place to get a hold of us is artofdyingmusic.com, and that'll point you to iTunes if you want to buy the record. It'll point you to our YouTube channel, which we update really, really regularly. So it's, you know, our goal is to be able to get new content up there almost every day, so that, you know, it's like your own personal TV channel where you can just check out new stuff all the time. And then our MySpace and our Facebook are two kind of best places to actually, you know, get messages and comments and stuff like that.
Great. I want to thank you so much for calling in today, and it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And definitely, fans, check Art of Dying out, and we'll have everything up, and check them out on their MySpace page. We'll direct you to all the links that he just mentioned on there. And thank you for calling in, and it's been a wonderful time.
Cool, I feel the same way. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.